Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'll give you the injuries. So Keon will not make this game. He'll be out, will not practice today. Also not practicing, Dalton Kincaid and Spencer Brown. We'll see how the week goes for both of those guys. And then limited today will be Matt Milano, as I mentioned the other day. We're going to open up his window to practice. He will not play this week as it's scheduled right now. And then Amari Cooper will be limited today also, and we'll see how his week unfolds.
Especially should Amari be limited?
Yes.
With Amari being limited, is this similar to previous weeks, or is this pretty much on that same schedule?
Right, yeah.
Does Amari's status depend on the cast that he's been, brace or whatever, wearing on his left wrist, and when might that be able to come
off? Yeah. Again, I just listen to Nate, our trainer, with all these guys, and he just updates me one day at a time, and with where we're at, I think that's the best way to go about it.
Sean, how would you see the Mahomes escaping?
Well, I think he's always been, elite. He just continues to get better and better. And, he's won multiple championships now, and certainly have a ton of respect for his game and the way he leads that football team.
Sean, you always say every game is the same. It's the Chiefs. I know the outside certainly is making it bigger than just a normal game. Is there any part of you that would maybe find it benefit to look at this as an elevated sort of regular season affair?
Yeah, I think, more than anything, we focus on what we focus on, and our controls are things that we can control. Like, we don't focus on things we can't control. We certainly understand the situation and respect it. Two good teams. And the most important thing we can be is consistent with our preparation, and that's really the main thing that's within our control. And having this practice today, which is a Wednesday for us.
Would there be significance though beating a 9-0
team? I'm sorry.
Would there be any significance beating a 9-0 team? What might that be?
We get to our ninth win. Quite honestly, that's what we're focused on, is trying to play our best ball, trying to, even before that, is prepare the way we need to prepare. And, because if you don't do that, you got no chance against a team like this in particular. So we're just trying to control the things we can. And, the big thing that's within our control is our preparation and getting the rest we need to get and getting the nutrition we need to have this week as these guys go into the game. And, we're looking forward to it. It's a big challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
The Chiefs have shown a lot this season, the ability to stay in games even when they're trailing and come back late. What kind of challenges that know you're going against a team that's had a lot of success this season coming back late?
Yeah, they've got a tremendous amount of poise. I think I mentioned this on Monday's call. you know, tremendous amount of poise, composure. They've been, you know, to where many teams are trying to get to multiple times now. So I'm sure that's where some of the composure and poise comes from. And then this year with winning the ways that they've been able to win, coming from behind, you know, having a lead and then opening up the lead. So they've won just about every way you could win.
Joe, their run defense has been outstanding all year. Can you pinpoint exactly what's happening, why teams can't run against the Chiefs?
You know, they do a lot. They Coach Spags does a great job along with their defensive staff. I know quite a few of those guys, and they do such a great job. They've certainly got good personnel, and you know, they create a lot of chaos around the line of scrimmage by some of the things that they do. And then obviously Chris Jones is a big force up front for what they're trying to get done.
John, I know you coaches and players don't take it for granted when a field goal extra point happens. I think a lot of fans might, but when you see a play like last week to end the game and how they went after, does that put a little more attention to detail to show your film room and, hey, this is how important these plays are in a game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see us practice it. I'm sure every team's like us. You practice it out there, and sometimes people look at it as a break in between, you know, team periods, right? And the amount of detail, the amount of urgency that needs to be present in those moments is huge, as you're discussing. So that was a huge play, obviously, in the game, and you know, something that we can learn from as well, and be reminded of that. If you don't take it seriously, you're not urgent, you're not focused on being where your feet are on a Wednesday afternoon. It'll show up on. I'm not saying that's the reason for them, but I'm just saying overall. You know, even fundamentals. You know, making sure we're doing things right fundamentally in practice because it carries over to the game.
Have you caught any of Andy's commercials? He's using words like googly googly and swiping Patrick Mahomes nuggies and chicken nuggets.
I've seen a few of them. I think, John, what do you want me to say about them?
Just knowing him and to see him show his personality, I'm sure behind the scenes he's that way. But for him to show his personality publicly like that, what do you make of it, having known him?
Well, for so long, I think people, the public, the outside public, only saw one side of him, to your point, where when you work with him like I did for 12-plus years, you get a chance to see, you know, the real personality, as you mentioned. So I think it's good to see after all the years and the success that he's had, have the success that he's had, number one, because he's worked extremely hard to get there, and he's made a lot of sacrifices, just like we all have. But, you know, it's fun to see his true personality come out for the whole public to see.
And on a more serious note, after all the time you've gotten to know Andy after all these years, what's it like to be in the position of knowing that one of your mentors has kind of stood in your way of achieving an ultimate goal over these, you know, while you've been here in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's, you know, not retired yet. But, you know, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport you're in or whatever it is, there's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sean, you need to see. Back to all the debates that took place for you recently. Over these nine games, what have you learned about him as a potential? What have you learned about him as a player?
Yeah, good player. You know, I mean, whatever his role, whatever he's asked to do, Mac embraces it and gives it his all, which I have a ton of respect for and admiration for. It's, you know, you don't see that all the time, right? Whether, you know, he's the first wide receiver, X wide receiver, special teams, you name it, he's going to put everything he's got into it. So, again, the amount of appreciation, the amount of respect that I have, that his teammates have for him, is because of that's how he handles his business every day. And that consistency, as we talk about consistency, is develops trust and respect.
Sean, what do you need to see from Matt? I know he's not in the place someday. You open this window here to make sure that he's on track and can eventually get back.
Well, I mean, you talk about a guy that's been on a journey, right? 2 years now of going through what he's gone through, and it's just amazing to watch his resilient nature, right? He's so resilient. He's persistent. He's got a goal, and he's worked his butt off to get back to where he's at. And so this will be the first, you know, practice he's had in quite some time. And I mean, I don't even know, right? And I know him rather well. I don't even know what really he's been through over the last 2 years. And so I think that just speaks to the type of person he is, how driven he is, and you know, and trying to pursue the goals that he has as an individual and as a, and for us as a team as well. I mean, he's a as much of a team player as we have. So just a great guy to have on board here.
His presence alone provide for your team? Just knowing that, like, hey, that guy, that caliber is getting close.
Yeah, I mean, it's also why, you know, this year has been a little bit different than last year. When he had the injury last year, he wasn't really able to be – he was around, but he, just not as much as this year. And that influence daily has been, to me, good for us, good for the linebacker room, and maybe good for Matt too in his mental health. So as he's worked his way back, so I think it's been beneficial for everyone.
Sean, one of the things with them, they stay on the field on offense.
Yeah.
Good on third down, they've been methodical. How do you defense get them off the field?
I think that's the question. I think that's the question everyone's trying to solve, but hasn't been able to. They're just really good, you know. Sal, I mean, I'm not going to get into strategy here, but you know, it's a hard code to crack, as everyone knows. All the teams that they played to this point, the teams that they played last year in the playoffs, us being one of them, they're extremely well coached. They adjust through the course of a game. They execute at a high level. So, you know, again, that's, you can only control so much, right? We can't control what they do or don't do, but we got to focus on making sure that we're ready to play. And that starts with, if it didn't already start by today, then it starts with today and the urgency we have to have today.
Sean, when you play them, when you talk about the mentality of treating this just like it's the next game coming up, I know that starts with coaches, but for Josh Allen, who's been in so many of these matchups, how do you see him embrace that mindset?
Well, I think he leads by example with that, and I think that more than anything, I think players, athletes crave that too. Just some form of normalcy. They don't live, quote unquote, sometimes normal lives, and so that normalcy is sometimes welcomed day in and day out. So that's how we do it here. Everyone's different, but. We've, you know, really since day one this year, we've started with a certain mindset that we feel like is powerful for us, and the important thing now is to stay consistent with it.
Sean, the last time you played them, you didn't have Terrell Bernard. Can you talk about, and we know his importance to your defense, but what he's fought through this year with injuries and staying on the field and importance and having him out this week and on the field again against his team?
No, last year in the playoff, if I remember correctly, he was close to playing. And I think, you know, it was one of those deals, you know, TB, he wears his heart on his sleeve and he plays with his heart. He was pretty emotional about not being able to play, not being able to be out there with his teammates. And so it's always good to have him out there, number one. I'll start there. But two is, you know, it's a new experience when you have him play. He's played against the Chiefs, but not multiple times like some. So, but it's good to have him out there. He's a big-time leader for us on our team, on our defense for certain. And he's just like a quarterback on the field for us.
The addition of Hopkins to their group, what challenges does he
represent? Yeah, really good player. You know, I thought it was a smart move by them at the deadline or close to the deadline there. And, you know, the thing I know about Andy and Brett Veach is they're never going to just sit pat, you know. I mean, they're always trying to, like we are, improve our roster and improve every way we can in our football team. So, you know, I kind of wasn't surprised by it.
Sean, how unique is it that for this matchup you guys know each other so well, they just added DeAndre, you guys just added Amari, you know, to add those two talented receivers to this game, how much of an X factor?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, you look at it and say it's usually not about one player, but they're certainly both good players. So it does factor in. So, you know, DeAndre's certainly been an elite player, as has Amari. So we'll see if we can get Amari this week. We'll see where that goes. And, you know, it certainly adds to their offensive weaponry.
You said the other day that people like watching your quarterbacks.
Yeah, really fascinating to watch. I mean, when you think about the different matchups, the multiple matchups, I think I counted the other day, there's been, what is this, 7, 8, something like that? I mean, that's a little bit unusual when we're not in the same division as well. So, but sometimes, you know, you come across interactions like that through, you know, scheduling, and but also then playoffs and things. And so I think it's been great for the league. I think it's great for the fans to be able to watch these two elite quarterbacks go at it, even though they're not really playing against each other, as everyone likes to make it out to be. I don't know, but I feel like, you know, they both have a ton of respect for one another and their game, right, which is also cool to see.
Take two more, please.
So it's the playoff game here last year, but
Yeah, I mean, you know, you play where the schedule takes you. That's what you do. You know, we're always thankful to be able to play at home. I feel like we've been on the road quite a bit this year to this point. You guys probably feel the same. So, but we don't take that for granted. You know, we've got to make sure we put in our work, and at the same time, you know, we get a chance to be in front of our fans. But our fans also travel anywhere and everywhere we go, whether it's London or last week to Indianapolis or beyond. So we're certainly grateful for that.
Sean, I know you're probably thinking one day at a time, Spencer and Walker.
Yep.
What's the outlook for him this week, and are you hopeful that
you can have him? I am. I'm hopeful. I just don't know yet. But he's out today, and that's all I know. So what Nate does is he'll update me tonight and update us, and then we go from there.